There's a word that we see a lot in the Psalms, and that is Selah, S-E-L-A-H. It means slow down now, pause and really take this in. Don't rush on to the next thing. I will use it to indicate that you need to stop and begin to digest what's been said throughout these meditations and contemplations. So a personal journal will be a good discipline to start right now. You can write down or journal what the Holy Spirit says to you when you take these stops. And you aren't emptying your mind as in secular meditation, quite the reverse. You are filling it with thoughts of His Majesty. We are about ready to begin, so read Psalm 91 in your own Bible or the version I'm about to speak to you, and do it aloud. Do it very slowly, stopping if something grips your attention, repeating a phrase if it speaks to you. Take your time. Your journey into God's great heart is just beginning. I will read a few verses from the Amplified Bible of Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. For then He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night or of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you've made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For He will give His angels a special charge over you, to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love and kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him. No, never. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Selah. Think about what you've just read or listened to. Take your time. Enjoy this. You're on a journey with the lover of your soul. Slow down. Stop. Think deeply. Let him touch you. He initiates. You respond.